Please allow me to make some comments on the part of the report that comprises MHPSS, but let me first thank you for your hard work in the past year. And welcome the Ambassador of Djibouti in her role as new chair. Chair, for the Netherlands, the full integration of MHPSS in humanitarian and refugee response is a key priority, as many of you know, and we believe MHPSS should be an integral part of the humanitarian and refugee response in crisis situations, just as much as shelter, water and food. And this needs to be done from the very beginning of planning and programming cycles and of the preparedness and response, including in human resources policies and duty of care. So we very much welcome and warmly welcome the adoption of this year's MHPSS XCOM conclusion. We hope this will serve as an important framework for UNHCR and their partners to continue their crucial work on MHPSS. And we urge UNHCR to continue playing a catalyzing role in ensuring MHPSS is integrated not only within UNHCR but across the whole humanitarian and refugee response and across all sectors. We want to especially stress the important role UNHCR has as a protection agency in ensuring MHPSS is integrated more systematically and consistently in all protection work and the work of the Global Protection Cluster. The XCOM conclusion is an important milestone in this. It coincides well with the fourth Global Mental Health Summit currently taking place in Rome, which focuses on skills and rights and community-based mental health care, with special attention also for people on the move and host communities. Another upcoming important milestone, Chair, is and facilitating milestone at that, will be the rollout of the MHPSS minimum service package. The Netherlands wants to use this opportunity to urge UNHCR and all humanitarian actors to ensure a systematic rollout and use of that package. Only then can we ensure a more holistic, effective and coordinated approach towards MHPSS. Whilst much progress has been made, a lot of work remains to be done, and funding for MHPSS and MHPSS inclusive approaches is still lacking, with treatment gaps often greater than 85%. MHPSS programming in emergencies often remains fragmented and inconsistent. The Netherlands will therefore continue to advocate for stronger integration of MHPSS in strategies and policies, in guidelines and mandates and in budgets. And we will continue to support development and use of tools and expertise to support actual integration of MHPSS in crisis response. And we will continue to help ensure availability of MHPSS expertise in crisis settings. Chair, let me close by expressing the warm appreciation of my delegation and me personally, first of all, to UNHCR, Ms. Madeleine Garlick, for helping us through the negotiation process. All of the delegations in this room that we negotiated with, I think it was very positive that we were able to overcome our differences, and I hope that will be continued in the future to further UNHCR's work. And finally, but above anyone else, our own rapporteur, Jorge, thank you for all your hard work in the past year. You truly did a tremendous job, and this conclusion is also very much your achievement. I thank you, Chair.